The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and tonight I'm doing a live show that is reaching out globally. I'm really excited to be talking directly to you. We've got a lot going on tonight, so I first want to start off with some very interesting tidbits about the Law of Attraction. First, I want to make sure everyone understands that we were born with the power, and often we will spend our entire life trying to harness this power to make it work for us. You know, science says that there is an emptiness between the atoms, but I believe they are wrong. There is energy in the subatomic levels that is invisible to the eye and even to the powerful telescope. Every day we connect to this energy, but the majority of us are totally unaware of what this power means to us. Well, I would love to change all that, because nothing is more powerful than you understanding how powerful you really are. Greg Braden, one of my most favorite scientists, stated in a seminar that the one thing that will trigger that power is emotions. Now, remember, you can't see emotions, right? You can only feel them. They are invisible and invisible to the eye. They cannot be seen. Greg Braden told a story of two baby girls who were just born, and immediately after delivery, the babies were spanked to take their first breaths, and they saw an uncomfortable bright light, and they were placed in a tightly wrapped swaddling blanket and placed in separate cribs to sleep on their stomachs. Well, that rapid change would stress me out, so I can easily imagine what those babies felt like. One of the baby girls started to become very distressed. The heart and oxygen levels started going down, and the doctors were immediately called. And then a wise old nurse came in and dressed both babies and placed the distressed one with the stronger sister in her crib. Now, the stronger one placed her arm around the sister. Can you just picture this beautiful scene? And immediately, the distressed one began to stabilize and to recover. There, the babies stayed until they left for home, both flourishing and enjoying the rest of their lives. Now, look at what happened. The babies were separated from a loving mom and separated from each other. The stark comparison was so huge that, of course, it had to become a very stressful situation. But let's look at it via the Law of Attraction. The stress was actually a motivation to set off a huge rocket of desire to become connected again with their sibling, the only thing that they were really familiar with. This started the Law of Attraction to produce an end result of reconnection. Within minutes, this powerful energy took the baby and placed it next to her sibling, and voila, something that you may think of a miracle was simply the Law of Attraction working. That babe experienced her power within seconds of being born. The point is that we are all born with this, and it works not only after we are born, but actually while we are in the womb. The point that I want to make is that sometimes we become so darn comfortable in life that sometimes we need a life's lesson to push us into our life's purpose. that stress or anger or fear is actually the motivation that redirects us into using the law of attraction. Many millionaires will tell you that at one point in their lives, they became so desperate that it actually changed their lives. This desperation led to them to have razor-like focus to keep going, to continue to recreate when their initial plans were not working. They didn't just quit. They just simply reconfigured and adjusted their focus to include what fulfilled the need to serve humanity. They sought that connection to the universe to fulfill their own life's purpose. Perhaps they didn't even know that that was what they were doing. Would they have done this without the kick in the butt from the universe? Probably not. I know many successful women who have at least once experienced the fact that they couldn't pay the rent. And that was the place where they came from. They were so uncomfortable that they changed their focus from accepting what is to turning their focus onto something that will meet the challenge. They didn't get stuck in the poor me. They took the reins, and in that moment, they felt the energy that they were born with to get to that place where they knew their power was to create. Greg Braden told me that there are really only two emotions on the spectrum. At one end is love and the other end is hate. You can actually see that the energy waves of love are flowing like a wide, huge wave, and the hate waves consisted of tight, restricted, short waves. It's from this demonstration that you can see that love is the creative power of the universe that follows and allows the expansion to occur. And hate, sorrow, envy, greed, ego actually stops the creative process. But that's not negative. It's simply providing you with the detective hat to recognize the real emotion in which to shift to a creative mode. You see, when one recognizes hate or sorrow or envy or greed within, then it works as the motivation to shift away from the stagnant to the creative mode. All of those feelings of hate or sorrow or envy or greed really doesn't feel good. It feels icky. But you can use it as your compass to get into that better feeling place. In other words, all of those emotions of hate really are necessary and serve as a core element to shift us to a better place. Everything comes to you via the law of attraction. The world is simply a reflection of what your thoughts are, but not necessarily what your emotions are. Many of us go through life ignoring our emotions, and this can be deadly. Again, citing Greg Braden, he videoed three energy healers actually healing a woman with a large mass of cancer within the uterus. Now, what emotion creates that mass in her uterus? Well, cancer is about the emotion that is eating you up. And the uterus represents creativity. So the answer is that she felt she was unable to create as a woman and possibly felt completely powerless to change her situation. And that emotion stayed in her creativity center and turned into the mass of cancer. Now, back to Greg's video. For 3 minutes, the healers chanted, and on the video, you can actually see the tumor diminishing to the point where it disappeared. You could see it happening. Yes, and 3 little minutes, the cancer totally disappeared. The question is, did the energy healer heal the woman, or did the woman heal herself through listening of the chanting? You know, the chanting sounded like the heartbeat. That was similar to the heartbeat she might have experienced while in her mother's womb. We don't know what she was thinking as she was being healed, but since we're all born with this power, it would seem more like the situation that occurred between the two baby girls. One became comfortable and connected to her power, and the healing took effect. This is the point I want to make. No matter what is going on in the world, no matter what is happening to you emotionally or physically, or even financially, do not despair. You are powerful. You were born with the power to create. Every emotion that you feel is stepping up to let you realize that divine power. Does this mean you can't get mad or angry or irritated? Oh no, not at all. For this is just showing you what is really going on with you. These are the motivations that will push you to continue to create. These are not to be dismissed or ignored, because the balls of emotion start growing within the body. Always remember that you are a human being living on a very dense planet, but you came here to experience and discover your power. You are in the perfect place right now, and you have always had the ability to turn on that power to create, as long as you pay attention and allow your emotions to direct you to reach your power. Remember, this is your divine right, your divine power. So the message of tonight is to believe that you have the power that you were born with to create. Use all the emotions as a motivator to push you beyond the lower emotions to that creative power of love. Let's take a fast break, and then we're going to be right back taking questions. We'll be right back.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs, or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Okay, I'm back. Now, we're almost finished with the August issue of Law of Attraction magazine. And, oh my goodness, this issue features Neil Donald Walsh. And it's from my interview with him. And it's probably the most powerful interview I've ever had in my 10 years of broadcasting. Yeah, I had it transcribed and condensed in all of the information into one incredible article that will blow your mind. So you really will want to check out the free magazine coming out on August 1st. Remember, it's free digitally. We also have more exciting news about the magazine because we're starting to do print subscriptions for those who want to receive the printed version in their mailbox. We're going to have more information on that shortly. So with that, let's take our first question. I'm excited here. We have got Harlan on, calling from the Baltimore area. Hi, Harlan. Are you there?
Hi, Jules. Can you hear me?
I sure can. You're coming in loud and clear, my dear.
Thank you.
And you had a question tonight, right?
Yes. What do you do when you have manifested something that can give you what you want, but the way to get there is very stressful and making me miserable?
Okay, is there any way that you could get a little bit more specific so that we can identify a little bit better?
Okay, I've been trying to manifest more money, a certain amount, to get to a specific purpose, to get $2,000 so I can make some repairs to my car.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, business has been on and off good, bad, and sometimes indifferent. I wanted my partner to go get some new people to do our calling for, some new clients. So rather than get new clients, he's gone, another client called up and said, listen, instead of getting X number of leads a day, I want more leads a day. And even though I did not want him to go ahead and accept it because it's very stressful, he went ahead and did it anyway. And then he was very insulting, like, well, you can do it. If you have days when you're not getting as many sales, it's because you're not trying hard enough, you don't want to. Truthfully, I would rather get clients that moved faster rather than a client that takes all day and is very stressful because we have to get him 8 sales a day. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So how can I manifest something like that amount of money a different way? Yes, it might give me the money doing it this way, but it's more stressful this way.
Sure. So then what the key word for you would be to detach and know that the universe has got your back. When you set that rocket of desire out there that you need to have your car fixed, mm-hmm. perhaps it doesn't even take the actual cash. Perhaps it's a barter situation. In other words, the universe can deliver exactly what you want in order to get that car repaired and without the stress, because as long as you're stressing, you are not detaching. You're trying to tell the universe, hey, you got to do it my way or go the highway. That's really...
Well, no, no. What I'm trying to say is I did detach from it. I didn't mention it again. And the way the universe gave this to me is a very stressful situation.
Okay, so the universe doesn't deliver a stressful situation. The stressful situation begins and ends within you, so you have the power to turn that off so it's not stressful. And knowing that everything's going to work out perfectly is very easy to come to that conclusion, and I'll tell you how and why you can do that. So you simply need to look over your most difficult times in your life, and you will see that actually, guess what happens? The universe provided you everything that you needed to survive that situation. You've got a track record of manifesting. So knowing that you are still going forward means that you really don't need to stress out about it, because the universe has got your back. You're going to get that all of the repairs you need for the car. It may not be in the form of cash. It may be in that you're bartering, that you find someone who's going to fix it because they know just how to do that at a incredibly low price. You've just got to trust the universe. And when you can trust, that is in effect allowing you to detach. It's this or something better. And you are going to get your car repaired. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a comment on that, or?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm not really. I've been looking back on a lot of things, and I've been seeing that lately. And yes, I am doing gratitude every day. In fact, I've been doing gratitude the last 10 years.
Good for you.
But even without the law of attraction. But before I discovered it, but I do understand that you're saying that if this is the plan for the universe to do it, I shouldn't stress, even though the situation is very stressful, because like my business partner, if I don't get X number of the leads during the day, then he starts screaming at me. So yeah, it does make it stressful.
Right, it does, but you're the one that's creating the stress in you. I hate to put that in your face, but all of our emotions come and they start within us. They're not delivered to us, and it's the ones that push our buttons that create the stress. It doesn't mean that somebody's doing that on purpose to you. That's just your own button that you perhaps had since you were a baby, and it's just popping up. And so it starts and stops with you. So you have the control to say, when you get into those stressful thoughts, you can turn around and say, wait a minute, I don't want this stress. All right, universe, take it away. I've had it. I don't want this. And as soon as you do that, you're recognizing your own personal power to say, no, I am pretty powerful and I can do this.
Wow.
By myself. You have the choice on how you choose to feel. So you can feel stressful, and 17 seconds later, you're distracting yourself and saying, no, wait a minute, I'm going to go over here because it feels better, and I know when I feel better, I can bring those clients to me. I can just, it's like a miracle happens, and it does. So that's all you really need to do, is acknowledge your emotions, let it come up, don't bury them, and then get rid of them and trust that the universe has got your back.
Got it.
Okay. That's great. Thank you for calling in with that. I appreciate it. Stay till afterwards, and I will give you the money activation MP3, and it is fabulous. You will
cool.
See results with it. I couldn't. It's just amazing. So hold on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, hi, how are you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you have a question tonight?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, I know that I'm never giving up my faith or whatever, but I'm a single parent of two. My oldest is 11, my youngest is 6 months.
Oh.
And it's just been so hard. Like, financially, I work a pretty good job, but it seems like I'm never on top of anything anymore.
And so what is stressing you out? Is it tough to pay the bills? Is it, what is it like?
Tough to pay the bills. Like, I'm not going to even lie. Like, yesterday, last night, our cable internet and home phone was disconnected. And it's just like, it was felt like I was just pulled back one more time. So it's just like, it's just one thing after another. Today, I had a flat tire at work. So it's just, I feel like I'm being pulled back down, like, to the bottom.
Okay. So, as I was saying in the opening monologue that you might not have heard, you know, when you get to that place where you feel like you're being beaten down, that's the time that you can use those emotions and say, no, I'm tired of thinking like that. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I need to turn this over. I kind of need to surrender everything to the universe. And when you do that, you're immediately connecting into that power that you've kind of been living in the 3D world with. You know, you need to go beyond the 3D world, and you need to be asking the universe, hey, come on, universe, I know I'm powerful. Why are you not giving me the pictures or the messages or the signs that I need so that I can progress into my power?
Right.
So by that, you're taking hold of everything. You're taking your power back, and you are discovering right now, and it sounds like you're a youngster in your early 20s.
I'm 33.
You're 33. Okay. But see, this is a great age for you to discover how powerful you are. So you're going to be acknowledging all of the stuff that has kept you stuck. And now you're going to be acknowledging that power that you were born with. And you've got to believe it, you've got to feel it, and you've got to surrender to the universe saying, I'm tired of this, I need your help. Show me. Let the signs come and open my eyes so that I can see these signs. That's the first step in acknowledging your power. And by golly, the universe will respond. And you, every single morning when you get up, the first thing you do before you get out of bed, and that I've used, is to thank the universe for this incredible day before you, knowing that all of your answers are going to be coming and that your eyes are wide open to see these messages from the universe. Now, when you do that, you're setting your intention for a powerful day ahead. If you don't do it, you are acknowledging and staying stuck. So every morning when you wake up, it can take a few seconds, it can take a minute, but it's that place where you're getting involved in the direction that you want your day to be like. And that's where you are creating your day. And that's where you're keeping your eyes wide open. And I know you're going to do it. I just have a strong feeling that this is only temporary, but you've got to acknowledge the power that you were born with. And this is the reason that you came to this planet, so that you would discover it. This is the reason why you've been having all these trials and tribulations, because you have to get to this point where you just say, I'm tired of it. Open my eyes. And the rest is pure history.
I thank you, because sometimes I just thought I'm at the lowest point of my life.
I know. And that's not a bad place to be at, because sometimes you have to be at that place to progress up. Again, it's recognizing the difficult times in order to fully engage into your power. They're all good. All of your emotions are good, but they do come from the heart first that connects to the brain, to the thoughts. So you allow your emotions to come up. Don't stuff them, but become powerful because of them. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Keep holding on so that I can deliver to you the wonderful money attraction hypnosis MP3. Hold on, all right?
Thank you.
I am going to go back to area code 660, Delphin. Are you there?
Hi, hello. Actually, it's Delphina. I'm sorry. I've been on the call, but I didn't realize it was me. you were asking for.
That's okay. That sounds great. What can I do for you today?
Well, thank you for doing this. It's an amazing call, first of all. And secondly, I'm a single mom of three boys, and I'm an entrepreneur, and
good,
so
good.
Been doing really well, but it's now okay, you know, just going off the momentum, really stepping up my game. I know what I need to do, I have the tools, but I feel sometimes, and this is just the awareness, which is a great thing, of my limited beliefs, right? So basically, one, I get comfortable, like,
okay,
you know, financially I'm okay, so just getting comfortable and kind of shining away from my goal of taking it up to the next level. And I feel it's beyond that. I feel that, and I guess this is where you can help me out, I feel like because I'm fearful of the what ifs or I don't deserve more kind of thing, I feel like that's where I'm at and what's holding me really back.
Okay.
Does that give you the guidance of where
yes,
I'm at and what I need
so
to move forward?
Do you know what your limiting beliefs are? It's self-worth and what else? Is that you're too comfortable?
Yeah, well, it's really more than anything self-worth, because this is something I've been working with, you know, and I really have done a lot to get away from that, but I think it boils down from the way I was raised, you know. It's the whole, well, we don't have money for this, or no, we can't get that because we don't have the money for, you know, kind of thing. I think that's what's screwing me up of, well, I have a house, I have a car, my kids are great, so then do I really deserve more, you know? I think that's what's really truly going on in my head.
Okay, so the thing is with self-worth, it develops more and more as you get older. The self-worth I had at age 30 was nil compared to the self-worth I have today. And that's because I discovered my power and that I have the confidence. So that limiting belief is going to dissolve over time. And I'm glad to hear you're the entrepreneur. And one of the things that you can do as an entrepreneur is start scripting out in every morning of what it is that you want to have happen today. And that's just a little kind of a meditative exercise that puts into focus, well, wait a minute, I need to accomplish this, but then really what my end result I want to be. So you're writing it out, and that exercise alone, if you do it every single morning, and it will be maybe 10 minutes of writing out what you want, you will begin to see that tends to occur during, if not that day, but during that week. The scripting is the immediate effect because it goes directly into the brain, but it also connects to the passion within the heart. So that's your connection right there, is connecting the heart and the brain together to come up with this magnificent idea. And I've also noticed that when you script, you're actually allowing yourself to dream a little bit more. You're beginning to dream more of things that you've never really thought of before. And in a way, it's kind of like the universe is putting these thoughts into your head so that you can start dreaming. And when you feel very comfortable with the scripting, it just feels, wow, wait a minute, where did this idea come from? And voila, there you are. You're starting to dream. You're starting to get out of that comfort zone into that pure excitement. And when you feel that excitement, oh boy, watch out. That's when the feeling comfortable kind of dissolves and it's like, I'm going big time here. This is too much fun to stop.
You know what? And then that's great because, again, you know, I feel like some days I do just the bare minimum, right? Like, well, this is what's going to maintain me and where I'm at. So I'm kind of, okay, well, I did what I had to do. But then it's like, no, that's not enough. If I do want to be able to achieve the things on my vision board, the things that I actually deserve in life, you know? So with that, I love it because it's going to help me just set off my day, you know, my morning, to be more intentional and more efficient with my time.
Right, right. Remember the days, and I know I'm quite a bit older than you, but the days that they started out many, many years ago, they would say, you know, make notes on what you have to do. Well, there's a real science to that. It is really important to, one, get you dreaming, two, get you motivated, and three, keep you on track with that razor focus. And that razor focus is what makes millionaires. Truly, because you can't be wavering, you have to stay. But with that, you also have to be ready to acknowledge when something's not working and then going in there and rework. Never, never, never quit. Keep going on that dream, because that dream is what the universe gave you. And that dream of succeeding is what you came here to experience.
Yeah, this is great. No, I'm going to implement that for sure.
Wonderful. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's it. That's something I just, you know, I have been feeling, and I feel like stuck a little bit, you know? So I love that tip, so then that way I can start implementing every day, and I'm certain it's really gonna set me off. So thank you.
You're welcome. And just remember, confidence needs to build. The self-worth will build. It there's only one way it can go up, when you discover your power, and that's up. There's no going backwards. It can only go up. Believe me, I have experienced it. I'm living proof. all right,
great.
I'm going to...
So
mute you and don't go anywhere so that I can give you the MP3. Hold on. You know, again, I want to say that the most important thing for you to realize is that you've got to experience all your emotions. They are what makes you a person. You don't have to stay stuck in them, but acknowledge that they're there. The first thing about fear that will come and grab you by the throat and just go, oh, I'm scared that I'm not going to make it. But guess what? You will. And as long as you don't stuff that fear, you acknowledge it, then it floats away. But when you stuff it, it just keeps on festering and festering. You let it come up. You go into the bathroom, you go into a room, and all of a sudden you just let that fear go. You just go, ah, I'm scared. I can't handle this. And as soon as you do that, it starts melting away. Fear is the easiest thing you can get rid of at the fastest pace ever. That's what's so fantastic. You are not stuck with any of these emotions unless you stuff them down. And if you stuff them down, guess what happens? You get dis-ease, which starts festering, and you become ill. And recognizing what is making you ill in the emotions is something that will also help you to heal yourself. You have the power to heal yourself, to free yourself, to live the life that you want to live. The power is yours, but you came here to this planet to discover your power. And, you know, from school, from elementary school and high school and our jobs, it's like they kind of want us to think that we don't have power, that we have to pay attention to what they say to make our lives work. But I'm here to tell you, no. If you really want to live a happy, joyous, and free life, you're going to recognize your power, because that is what you came here to discover. So, with that, my dear friends, we're going to end this show. And I thank you so much for being with me and for all of the wonderful questions. So, with that, I'm going to say good night.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.